We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, 12 lines from the top. The first words on the line is Legufei Chazit. Zogt the Gemara, Ashkechei Rabbi Yoino L'Rabbi Loi D'Koya Pischa D'Tzur. Rabbi Yoino found Rabbi Loi standing on the door, on the shar, on the gate to the city of Tzur. Omalei Ketani Behemet Ta'oker. It says that if someone, this is going back according to Rashi on Rav Nosson, so in a case where you bought from the shuk of Avodah Zarah, and it says, and you paid the meches to Avodah Zarah, so Rav Nosson says that you have to destroy your purchase. So what happens if you buy an eved? What do you do with that eved? Do you kill the eved? Because the eved is already, you're not allowed to kill the eved, it's a person. So Zok to Gemara, eved mai, what's the law of eved? Eved Yisrael, lo kama bayali. If it's Eved Yisrael that you bought in the shuk, lo kama bayali, it's not a shayla, of course you don't kill a person. Ki kama bayali, Eved, Eved Chavim. If you buy a non-Jewish slave from the shuk, and you paid money and taxes to Avodah Zarah, what's the knas over there? Mai. Amalei, mai kama bayali, what's a shayla? Tanya, it's a brisa says, ha'oiv de kechavim, ba'roi be'im edaka, ha'oiv de kechavim, which are goyim, ro'i be'im edaka, which are Jews who are gazlonim. The halacha is you don't kill them. Lo imaylim v'lo imaridim. You don't have to save them. If you see them drowning in a bar, you don't have to save them, but v'im aridim. So you see from here that a oived oived chavim is also la misa b'yadayim, and therefore in such a case you will not kill. You won't have this knas if you buy eved because you're not allowed to kill a eved. Omer v'yir mi'il arvzeira k'toni loichim behem behema avodim v'shvachas. This was in the next brisa, the brisa which we is the rabbanon. And actually, it was machloikis if that price is arguing Rav Nosson or not. One, according to Rav Shlokish, that price argues that's the Rabbanon hold that even when you pay meches, you're allowed to buy something. According to Rav Yechon, I was talking about you weren't paying meches. If you remember Gemara Amud Aleph, so Ketani Loichem and Behema Avodim Veshvachos Eved Yisrael Oydilma Afilo Eved Avichavim. So it says over here. Like Rashi explains, Lokach Shom Eved, my the Rashi Ketani Lo Rabbanon, right? Ketani Lo Rabbanon, the Pligi Lo Rabbanon, Lechem Avodah Shvachos. So here we want to know if are you allowed to buy Eved? You're allowed to buy Eved Avichavim also. Is that mutter to buy also? Because here we're allowing you to buy these things, even though it's a problem of Avodah Zarah. So Rashi says the Shaila is. According to the Rabbanon or Agur Rav Nosson, Freik the Mashah, why is the Shaila? The Shaila is, what type of Eved am I allowed to buy? Why is the Shaila Dafka feed Rabbanon or Agur Rav Nosson? It's a Shaila on that Brisa. It sounds like the feed Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't have a Shaila in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan is one of them says, talking about you're not paying meches. So the Mashah talks about this question. He says, why is Rashi picking out Dafka, the Rabbanon or Agur Rav Nosson? It's a Brisa. Zok the Mashah like this. Pirish. Avahash. The Rashi, it's like this. Epsher the mashmalay le Rabbi Yechanon the mukalei le pligi over lekech baal bayis le shak the mechsa vaded lekaman the polig the ever pirish le ever avos chavon kama. He's saying it wouldn't be a shaila, and we'll see in a second that fear of Yechanon we're not doing anything wrong at all. So there's no tzad, there's no problem buying ever chavon. Here the shaila is only according to Rabbi Shlokish who holds Rabbanon and talk about even when you're paying to the Goy, paying to the Avodah Zarah, maybe there we only allowed you to do things that you mamish need. But here, you don't need an Eved Eved Chavim. Let's see the entire one more time. Ketana, lo chemem behem Eved Yisrael, is Eved Yisrael, is it mean Eved Yisrael, there, obviously I want to buy Eved Yisrael to save him from there. Or you don't want to fill Eved Eved Chavim. Or Malay Mestavra Eved Yisrael, the Eved 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 Chavim, if it's a non-Jewish slave, Lamaya Boyle, why do you have to buy it? You don't have to buy this. Ki also Rav Naron Shimon Lakish Afilu Eved Avos Chavim. You're a non-Jewish slave. Peish Machnisoi Tachas Kafei Yeshchina. There's a mile here. You're buying this Eved and bringing him into the Oil HaMitzvahs, which is interesting. Usually, you don't find that we're like missionaries. We don't do that really. Bring people into the Shechina, but it seems like that's what. Why can't it be? Because I need a slave.
Yeah.
It's a good question. I don't know the answer to that question. We have the same question. It could be then you're not allowed to just go to give meches to Avodah Zarah for that reason. It's not enough of a reason. Because you need something. A luxury.
That's why behemoth.
The behemoth is not a luxury. Behemoth is like your car. It's your panasa. Eved is a luxury. So it could be that's the vav. What do you need it for? So a bitch of Eved Yisrael, you're saving him from the guy. And now we're saying, no, takas is kaveh shechin is enough. Om Rav Ashi, Otu Behema, my machas tachas kavir shchinika. What's the heta behema? Which is really your kasha? The Gemara says, Ela Mashom Mu'tayu. What I'm gaining is, I am taken away from him. Shemayit Be'evachav, Madadlim. I'm taking away the behema that he works with. Ba'achinami, the Mayit Ashari. Here also, Bimutta, the Ashari. Now, what's the other man, the Yamar? If you look at Tarsus de Masko Hocha, he says, Tarsus is right at the bottom. Alamba, it says, Ve'idoch the Mefarish, Be'eshachisa, Mechisa, Yisova, Le'shayach Be'eved Mu'tayu. The Adrabah, have a Mayit Yisrael, Shoichem Ashloi. He says that I'm not helping anything bring an Eved into my own house because the Eved will just eat up my own stuff. So therefore, it's not, we have all the Gemara. Some of the Eved is a liability, not a good thing sometimes. That also answers your kasha in the first place, why Eved is a liability. He eats a lot of food, he doesn't do much. They're lazy. But in any case, the bottom line of the Gemara is, we had a question is, that what are you allowed to buy exactly from Shuk? And the Gemara Shah was only according to Rabban or Agur on Rav Nasa, according to Rav Shlakish, like the Rav Shah speaks out. Because you're doing something wrong to a certain extent. You're being Mahana. How much do they let you be Mahana? How far did it go? So, we said, maybe, even Eved, because Machlis HaTav is Kavay HaShchina. They allowed to buy him. And Rav Ashi said, what's by Behema? Teretz says, anytime I'm being mamayit them, then I could buy something for them, because I'm making them have less items and less value. Rabbi Yaakov Zovin Sandala. Rabbi Yaakov went to one of these marketplaces and bought a sandal, bought a shoe. Rabbi Yirmiyah Zovin Pita. Rabbi Yirmiyah went to one of the marketplaces and bought bread. Now, Agav, what happened to the Issa of Pas Akum? So Tosfos the Maskil Rabbi Yirmiyah speaks about this. From time of Ali Pasev Chav Masuro. So Tosfos Shlomo the Ma'ariv Mokum Shein Pal to Yisrael. There's a hetter. There's no bread available. You could buy bread, but they both bought on the marketplace. And the problem is there are Biyechon hold. You're not allowed to be Mahana to avoid the Zara. You're not allowed Mahana. So what's going on over here? Rabbi Yechon Zovim Sandler. Rabbi Yirmiyah Zovim Pita. Amalei Chad Chavrei. So each one told a friend, gave them Musa. He says Yasma. Over the Rabbi Hachi. They're both from Midim of Rabbi Yechonon. Said Yosim, you Rebbe who did such a thing? Amalei Idoch Yasma. Over the Rabbi. What about you? How did you do that? V'tavayu Mebal Bayis Zovim. Truth is, they both bought from a Baal Bayis, which did not pay meches, did not pay tax to the Rabbi Zara. V'chol Chav Chad. Sova Chavroi Metagas Zovim. They each thought that they bought from a Tagger. My question is, what happened to Dan Lekav Schos? I'm not sure. But Lamai said they both were accused their friend of buying from a tagger. Really, the truth is, they bought from Baal Bayis. That's why I was mutter. The whole Isser is only you buy from a tagger which collects taxes. Does not collect taxes. The law is that's mutter. So to Gemara that today is different. Omer Abrei the Rav Chia ba'Aba el Moli Rav Yechonah ha'Zimna ba'Asuk ha'Shokel Michsa afilu ba'Bayis have also. Today in the Gemara's days at least, even the ba'Bayis had to pay a tax to the Avodah Zarah, and therefore buying from anyone would be a problem. El Inu hechizavin. So how did they buy? Ba'Bayis any kavua zavin? Because even in the days of those Amorayim already the Ba'batim paid taxes, so what's pshat they bought? Teretz is, it was Ba'bayis that was not kavua. And Rashi explains, since they're not kavua, the muhsi, the tax collectors, don't know about these pop-up stores. You never have a pop-up store, you don't pay tax, you don't pay sales taxes. No one knows who they are. And therefore, you're allowed to buy from them, because you're not being mahana to the Avodah Zarah. That was the pshat, why they bought. Okay, new Mishnah. Going weiter, this is from the last Mishnah in the parak that talk about we're going to have soon more other things in Allah buy and sell Tagoy. But this is now the last lach of Avodah Zarah. They now sell things to a goy because you're worried they might use it for Avodah Zarah. Eilu dvar masurim limkar lo'evichavim. It's the rebulim ubenoy shuach. These are the type of fruits which we'll learn in the Gemara what they are exactly. And these things they use for ornaments for Avodah Zarah. So you're not allowed to sell them. It's the rebulim ubenoy shuach because you know what they're using it for. Upatite rice, we'll see what that means, patite rice. Vilavoina is like frankincense, some kind of spice. But tarnagol love, you can't sell them a white chicken because a white tarnagol is something that is something that's white and it's tarnagol, use that for the Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, mutalimkolo tarnagol love on bena tarnagolim. Rabbi Yehuda argues and he says there is a way I can sell them white tarnagolim. If I sell them a whole bunch of tarnagolim, black, red, and white ones, then it's fine. Because if he's buying other Tarnagolim, obviously he doesn't need it for his Avodah Zarah, because he would only buy white. Since he's buying other colors, so therefore, he's obviously buying it either to lay eggs or to eat them, and therefore it's not a problem. If you sell a Tarnagolim, but not Tarnagolim, it's mutter. If you're selling a Tarnagol by itself, what you should do is, you cut off its finger, and now he's not going to bring it to Avodah Zarah, because they don't bring a chasa to Avodah Zarah. So now if you sell it to him this way, you know, he'll do it, he'll use it for eating, or for other things. Any other items, stoma mutter. You don't have to worry that you buy for Avodah Zarah, you could just sell it. If they explain, and they say, I'm buying this for Avodah Zarah, it's awesome. Ramei Eimer, Af dekel tav v'chatzov v'niklas osur limkar le'vchavim. You're not allowed to sell to avichavim. Again, we'll see in the Gemara what these things are. Like Rashi says with fires per Gemara. So let's make a haschala in the Gemara. The Gemara on top of your dalav amal. Start the Gemara. My it's the rublin. What is it's the rublin? So the Gemara answers tornisa, and tornisa Rashi says is a type of cedar tree. Min eres v'yishita, which we'll see. It's shikol pella in a second. We'll see why, but Rashi learns it's the rule means a cedar tree. Frank the Gemara of Raminu, we learned in Hilchos Shvius that Hasifu Aleim we were moisiv legavde Isurei Shvius alachsin v'sterabulin and muchsosim of Noishuach. V'isakadai that v'sterabulin tonisa, if it's a type of cedar tree, tonisa miyas of a Shvius is a tonisa also of a Shvius. V'atanya zeh klal kol sheyesh le'ikar has to have a root. Yes, a Shvius. Kol sheyesh le'ikar ain't a Shvius. Something that's not have an ikar is not have a Shvius. And we're talking about here doing schayr with it. So Rashi says, "Kol she'in le'ikar le'skayim ba'aretz moisak kashomim kashuim v'deluim k'yetzvem." There's no shvius. Stam Rashi shver kashuim v'deluim. There are mishnayos that is shvius. Okay, but Rashi, a few Rashi, the Gemara is asking that the cedar tree doesn't have roots all year round. So how is it shvius? So we have to go straight to Tosfos. Tosfos, top Tosfos, very upset with Rashi. There's a bunch of kashas. He says, the first kasha is, you can read the fourth line in Tosfos, the first kasha. Ve'i tornisa erezu, if tornisa is a cedar tree, ha'yesh le'ikar miskayim. What do you mean, a cedar tree is miskayim through the winter? It's kasha number one. Kasha number two is, void kasha le'prusha re'i tvua, de'in le'ikar, b'maiz le'ksham, yesh le'shvias. Tvua has no ikar. It doesn't have roots all year round, so there's isha shvias on wheat. Void kasha, he says, e tornisa ilanhu, tornisa you can't sell, but shari lanas mizvinon, you can't sell anything that's b'chubal karka. Therefore, Rabbi Tam says that tornisa is something, it's like sand. It's something that's similar to sand. It must be a little bit edible, but it's something that it's similar to sand. So it's like sulfur. Ain lo ikker, sharis pekarka, lo imizacham, never has an ikker. It's like sand, doesn't have an ikker. But tvua has an ikker when it grows, and that's what it means. That's what it means, tornisa. That's the machlekes over here, what tornisa means. But in any case, Mar slugs up tornisa. Gemara says, as no ikar kakam shvius, and says in this brisa, it's the rebulim has shvius. Ela amar Rav Safra peiri de arza. It's a peiris of a certain type of oak tree. Maybe it's something called gallnut, a type of peiris. And that's what you cannot, that's what it's the bulim is, that's what you can't sell to Avodah Zarah, and that's what you have shvius on. B'chein ki also Rav Ram Velaza, Peri d'arza, referring to Peri d'arza, which those things have roots, and those things are peris, those are also Avodah Zarah and also v'shvius. Then it says in our Mishnah, so that's the Tabulim. It's Tabulim, you can't sell Avodah Zarah, we'll see why in a second. And the second thing in LSL is B'nai Shuach. What is B'nai Shuach? It's white figs. Upoitoitrois, the third thing, what's Poitoitrois? Which means that's explaining it's the bulim neshuach. It's the bulim neshuach. You're not going to sell with its uksim, with its tail, with its end, because with its end, that's the way you hang it off of Avodah Zarah. It's hung by its ukits. It's I'm not sure what the English word for ukits exactly is, but stem. You hang it by its stem, so that's why it's Avodah Zarah. That's the problem with that. That's why it's Avodah Zarah. We'll see one more Gemara before Tanaga Olav, which was done next year, Tanaga Olav. One more Gemara. It says Levayna. You can't sell Levayna either. You can't sell Estabulin. V'neshuach u'potaitreis means in its stems. U'levayna. You can't sell a certain type of spice. Zaka to Gemara. Amar Avitza Amar Shemalakash. Levayna Zaka. Dafka, very pure Levayna. It's a type of Levayna. It's called Levayna Zaka. It's actually one of the, we have it in Pitamak Tiris. Levayna Zaka. Tana, Makula, and all these things, Merkel and Chavila. All these items that you say you can't sell, if you sell them a bundle, you could sell it to him, because you don't use a bundle for avodah zarah. You have to use it for other things. Become a chavila, pure shavun, or you're going to sell it. A chavila is no a person, a single individual doesn't buy a chavila for avodah zarah. It's 3 manim, which is a huge amount, nice amount. That's for sure, he's doing it to sell, not to hang it for avodah zarah. He's going to sell it to other people to do avodah zarah. And you can't sell stuff for avodah zarah. You know why this whole sugya problem is? Because lifnei evil is the mechshol. Rashi explains, there's an iser to put a stumbling block in front of a goy for avodah zarah, because the ben noyach is muzo avodah zarah. He's mechuyev in avodah zarah. You're not selling something for avodah zarah because of neiver. But here you're selling it to the meicher, and the meicher sells to whoever he wants. That's called lefnei de lefnei. Al lefnei mafkidon lefnei iver. You're mechuyev for al lefnei de lefnei loy mafkadinon for lefnei de lefnei. That you're not mechuyev on, and therefore it's no problem to sell these things as a bundle. So bottom line, we learned so far in the Mishnah is these three things you can't sell. But if it's a bundle, then you could sell it. Why? Because, so lefnei, you didn't sell directly to Avodah Zarah, and it's the next person who's selling it to Avodah Zarah.